Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
And Holly, you write in your book that you have a theory about people, that it says, "My theory as I've traveled around the world is that we as humans have two great desires, to be fully known and to still be fully loved." Talk more about that and how we can help that along.
Yeah, as I've engaged with people, guys and girls, all different ages, I was trying to see, is there one thing we can all relate to, whether I'm in an atheist country or a Buddhist country, because sometimes it feels intimidating, you know, because you're with these people of all these different faiths. And so if you can find the longing in their heart, this is what I say to people, we're not sharing the gospel so that people get to heaven. We're not sharing the gospel so people don't go to hell. We're not sharing the gospel so that people have a happier life on earth. But we're sharing the gospel because the God that created us wants to know us intimately, and he wants to know other people intimately and have this deep personal relationship. So we're talking about a relationship, and no one fully knows us perfectly, and knows all of our good and all of our bad, and yet perfectly loves us like God. And so if there's a way we could have people relate to, you're right, I want to be known by people. I want them to know me and still accept me and love me, even though I'm not perfect. And that desire isn't fulfilled in marriage. That desire isn't fulfilled when you have kids or when you get successful in your job. That desire can only happen when they have an encounter with Jesus. And so if we could get people to grasp that that's their deepest desire, then we're having a conversation not just about that they're sinners, which we do need to, you know, that is real, but we're not just about, do you want to be in heaven, but about being known and loved by the God that created them. And to me, that's a way more personal way to engage with a person about the gospel than just what they get or what they don't get if they receive Jesus.
Well, and it's difficult to start a conversation with, well, you know, you're a sinner. No one's going to respond very well to that, although I've heard it taught and said that way as well. But it doesn't seem to have quite the punch that it would have if you actually engaged with them on a level, like you said, that was emotional, or a level where they realized that there was indeed something missing in their lives.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.